Ken, let's recap things first so people remember what we're talking about. It's an incident from last summer.
This happened around July in Northeast Baltimore. Tyrone West was along Kidmore Road in the New Northwood neighborhood. Officers pulled him over for a traffic violation. They suspect there were drugs in the vehicle. Struggles ensue. And while he was in custody, he suffers what police say was a medical distress. He winds up dying later at a hospital.
So now the city council gets into the act. Now, what brings them in? We understand that, you know, it took a very long time to get the medical examiner's report. So are they more concerned about why it took so long for the autopsy, or are they concerned about maybe police misconduct?
They're more concerned in this instance what took the autopsy so long, and this stemmed from weekly rallies in front of City Hall. It caught the attention of Councilman Bill Henry and Warren Branch, who sponsored the resolution calling for the hearing from last night.
All right. And interestingly enough, there were two candidates for statewide office, both of them from Prince George's County, who showed up last night. Delmon Coates, the pastor who's running on Heather Mazier's gubernatorial ticket, and Delegate Aisha Braveboy, who's running for attorney general.
Reverend Coates, he was there at the request of Tawanda Jones, who has been the family spokesman for the West family. She was his sister.
And what about Aisha Braveboy?
Now, keep in mind, Aisha Braveboy has street cred when it comes to civil rights. Her last big project was bringing equality to historically black colleges in Maryland. In this instance, the family reached out to her in August, and she also spoke with some of the officers involved and learned about this law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights.
Now, what does that have to do with this, the law enforcement officer's Bill of Rights?
Well, these officers are under criminal investigation because Tyrone West died in their custody.
Okay.
Now, let's explain the officer's Bill of Rights. For a lack of better terms, it's a Miranda, it's a code of conduct wrapped up in one. It outlines what the officers can do. It outlines what the agency could do in different situations. Delegate Braveboy says that even some of the officers, particularly those in administration, they feel that the officer's Bill of Rights ties their hands.
So does this mean that, you know, sometime during the General Assembly session that's coming up in January, she might do something about it?
Yes. In fact, she says that she's going to look at how to make this officer's Bill of Rights more in line with the times.
We have to really look at that to determine whether or not that's working for the best interests of the citizens of the state who we're supposed to protect and serve.
The police were there as well. What did they have to say about this police officer's Bill of Rights changes?
The police commissioner, Anthony Batts, was present at this hearing. He left a little into it because he had a prior engagement. His three deputies were there. One of them, Deputy Jerry Rodriguez, who spent 26 years out in Los Angeles, talked about his experience with the Bill of Rights, both on the West Coast and here in Baltimore.
The laws here in Maryland that govern when an administrative case of an officer can be done by their agency is very specific and in some ways restrictive.
Okay, now, so it looks like the hearing will just have to be continued at a later date.
Right. The medical examiner did not show up last night because the case is under investigation. And Councilman Warren Branch says that they want to get answers from them when the investigations are all completed.
Okay, Kenneth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
With Kenneth Burns, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.